Now, Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh has reached out to West Bank rivals Fatah, saying its members will be allowed back into Gaza in an effort to promote Palestinian reconciliation. Haniyeh stated that the Hamas government will allow all Fatah members who are from the Gaza Strip and who left the territory in 2007 to return without any precondition. But the Hamas Prime Minister made exceptions for those accused of killing Hamas members during intense factional fighting that year. Haniyeh had a phone conversation with Fatah leader and acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas in October, during which he called for a resolution of their dispute and a, quote, return to national unity. Let's talk to Press TV's correspondent in Gaza, Ashraf. Ashraf, just how much can this move be a prelude to Palestinian unity and reconciliation?
Well, Hassan, many here in Gaza hope that this goodwill gesture by Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh will pave the way for a real reconciliation between the rival Palestinian factions. Many here blame the problems, whether in Gaza or in the West Bank or occupied Jerusalem and Quds, on the rift between the biggest Palestinian factions, Fatah and Hamas. Fatah and Hamas did agree to reconciliation back in 2011 under the patronage of the Egyptian government. But so far, no concrete steps have been taken by either side to strengthen this unity. They discussed forming a unity government, but so far nothing has happened. There's a major sticking point between Fatah and Hamas. Hamas does not recognize Israel, while Fatah does recognize Israel. A lot of the problems, according to Hamas and to analysts with this reconciliation situation, is the fact that the Fatah movement or the Palestinian Authority is backed by the United States. And they fear that some Western powers might pressure Fatah not to to go ahead with real steps to meet the gestures made by Hamas Prime Minister earlier today.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Impressive is Ashraf Shalom reporting from Gaza. Thanks there, Ashraf.